Today on Press TV, Japan's Prime Minister has reiterated Tokyo's determination to help free both the Japanese and Jordanian hostages before the ISIL militants' fresh deadline for their execution. Shinzo Abe said Japan and Jordan are working on an initiative for their release. Earlier, the ISIL extended the deadline for executing them to Thursday sunset. Human Rights Watch says Western countries, including the US, play a major role in generating or aggravating most of today's crises across the world by facilitating rights abuses crimes. The director of the Rights Group said governments increasingly deem human rights a, quote, luxury they fail to properly afford. Lebanon's southern borders are calm a day after Hezbollah's retaliatory attack against an Israeli military convoy. An Israeli official speaking on condition of anonymity says Tel Aviv is not interested in further escalation along the Lebanese border. His remarks came after an emergency meeting in Tel Aviv. The former Soviet leader, Mikhail Gorbachev, has warned the United States against the risks of a new Cold War between the two adversaries. Gorbachev said Washington has drawn Moscow into a Cold War which could escalate to a hot one. Lawyers of the top Bahraini opposition leader say Sheikh Ali Salman's court was unfair and based on false accusations. His defense team said the videos shown in the court were edited and could not be used against him. The Jail Wafaq leader is charged with inciting regime change. At least seven people have been killed, several injured in a US drone strike in Pakistan's northwestern tribal region of North Waziristan. Witnesses say the unmanned aircraft fired two missiles at a house in the Shawal area near the Afghan border. Indonesian investigators say the AirAsia flight that crashed into the Java Sea last month was being controlled by the less experienced co-pilot rather than the experienced captain at the time. The announcement came as fishermen found two more bodies from the crash that killed all 162 people on board.